We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And I'm excited to welcome the program Nita Bashir. Nita, author, talking about specifically a bunch of things about the importance of remembering people who have passed on in so many ways. Nita, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Nita, tell
Yeah,
me,
remembering people is important.
remembering. So tell me your mission and why you decided to have this mission.
Okay, so I'm a widow, and when my husband first, I hate saying it that way because it sounds like he second died, but when he died, I wanted to tell his story, because our grandkids didn't know him, and I had a lot of trouble doing that, and I thought, everybody needs to tell their story so that the people that don't know them get to know them. They're more than, even if they knew them, they're more than dad or grandpa or great grandpa, or mom or whatever. We are complex people, and I just thought it was good to for us to share. And plus, we have information, we have knowledge to share. We don't think we do, but we do.
We definitely do. It's something when someone passes on, there has to be a legacy that you can talk about that person. So we need to jump on it before before they pass away to get as much information and gather as much of that family history so that we can pass it on from generation to generation, right?
And learn, I ought to do my grandmother's because she raised kids during the Depression. So she told me lots of things about, how to make the budget last, how to make the food last. It's like, young people don't know any of those things. They haven't been exposed to it. I didn't know it. Until she told me about it.
Exactly. They were going through things and they didn't know. And you learn from history repeats itself in so many ways. And you got
It
to
does,
understand and
yeah.
know those things. So your mission is you wrote a book and also you do coaching, correct? Kind of tell some people.
I do coaching. I coach midlife women or widows so that they can live life, so they don't quit living. They live life to they can live it to honor their husband. They can live the life to live that to leave their legacy because they have something to tell too.
And that challenge of being a widow, right? And understanding, especially if they were the supporter and not as much of the person doing everything. And now, oh my gosh, now I have to do it. And now I have to create my own life. Sometimes they live for someone else's life. And you want to help women, even ones that haven't widowed yet, to make sure that they start to use that. And how did you transform yourself in so many ways? When your husband passed, to say, okay, I have to start doing something different, or not different, but transform who
Well,
I am.
actually, it was different. I went through a lot of transformations, actually, tried a lot of things. I tried to keep doing what we had been doing, which I couldn't do. It wasn't me. I mean, I could have done it, but it wasn't something that would have satisfied me. And I tried different things, and I wound up, and I quilt. So I, was like, oh, I'll be a quilter. I do quilt. I still quilt, but that's not my passion. And talking and helping people is my passion. So that's what I do. The first book I wrote was a guide to help widows beyond the grief. And then the next one, the one that I had that just recently came out, it's a journal. It has the prompts in there for you to write about all sorts of things, but it reminds you, like, hey, what did y'all fight about? Because, no marriage is perfect. What did and but then there's the good things. There's a lot of the good things. What did you like to do on days off, or what was your favorite movie? Things like that. So they can remember that it wasn't perfect, but it was perfect for them.
Oh, wow. So they can remember the good times, but not forget the bad times. But ultimately, it's a way for them to cope through the loss and honor the person and don't think about the past and move on in the future and say,
Move on to the
what?
future and use the past as a stepping stone is. And one of the reasons I want to put some of the things, and there's only like about five about unpleasant, I guess we would say. And that's because I don't want people to put their husband on a pedestal. I don't want them to put him up so high that he was perfect. Because if he had been perfect, she probably wouldn't have liked him.
Because
So,
the woman is such an important part of the success of a man, and vice versa, especially in life
yeah.
and what they're doing. Without that partner, there's a missing component, a missing piece for the whole person. Then once that ends in some sort of way, based on death or divorce or whatever, you have to then reinvent yourself, become yourself again. And I think that you're teaching people, Nita, is saying, whoa, hold on here. That's great that you, as a couple, you do so many things together, but how individually have you come out of your shell to become who you need to be? Because so many women and men haven't done that at certain times to understand things so they can love somebody else or love something they want to
Love
do.
themselves, yeah, love
Yes.
themselves. And you don't, they don't, I don't think it's really you need to find who you were before, because you're not who you were before now. So you need to find who you are now. You know, like I said, the quilting, I love the quilting, and my husband loved my quilting, but that wasn't my passion. I do it for a hobby. I do it because I enjoy it, but it's not something I want to be teaching people.
And you supported him through whatever he was doing. And now you say, okay, now it's time. So what do you recommend women today, even though, because other people were going to listen to the show, not just, widows, but everyone else, what do you recommend women to figure themselves out before losing a loved one or choosing marriage
Well, or
or a
even if you go
relationship?
through, like, you lose your job, or we have tornadoes and hurricanes, women lose their homes. And to just stop and take stock, write down what you know you like. Write down what they know they like, what they know they don't like. And then start experimenting. If, and get outside of your comfort zone. I hate that phrase, but it's so true. Like, walk outside your house. If you normally go one direction, try going the other direction. I live between two semi, I call them big towns, they're really small, but I live between the two of them. And I typically go to one, but sometimes I will go, you need to shake it up. Let's go to the other one. They've got the same stores, they've got roads, they have everything. So every once in a while, just shake up your routine and do something just a hair different. You might see something that you had never seen before.
And that self-development is something that I think so many people in this country are missing, develop themselves, to become themselves. We always become part of somebody else too. And we forget to develop ourselves and to really figure out who we are as individuals. And I think it's the challenge of why there's coaches like you out there, Nita, is that everyone needs a coach. They need multiple coaches for multiple things. They need therapists, they need everything, because you cannot trust your loved ones to be that for you, because that's a burden for them. That's
It
a, that's a, and they're not going, they're going to take it personally at times. It's going to lead to arguments, it's going to lead to fighting. And if you have other people in your life that are here to serve you, to be part, to develop that journey, that's what power of coaching is. Develop that journey. That's the power of a therapist. That's the power of having people in your life that are primarily focused on yourself, not everyone else around you.
And
Because
help you see, I was listening to another coach the other day, and he was talking about the seven levels of why. Why do you want to do that? Well, why do you know, and you just keep going down until you figure out, oh, I want it. I mean, even something so simple like painting your living room. Why do you not want it white? Because I like color. Well, why do you like color? And I get down to, it's like, okay, that's why. And yes, I'm still going to, I'm not going to paint. That's too much work. But I'm going to put a lot of color in my living room. Oh, if there's people who don't want color in their living room, they like the neutral look. Why?
Why have we forgotten about self? That's the last question I have for this interview. Because again, I get therapy interviewing so many people, 9,000 plus interview people I've interviewed. I learned so many things, but this is a question to ask you, because you've gone through that journey of losing a loved one that's so important to you. Why do we forget about self? And why don't we develop ourselves more? Why are we afraid to think about ourselves?
I think one of the things we're afraid to think about ourselves because we're afraid if we focus on us, we will forget about them. And we so seriously don't want to forget about them. But we have to remember, we have lost people all through our lives. I mean, as a child, people have moved away from you that you probably still remember. Your grandparents may have died and you still remember. My great grandmother died when I was four. Okay, I'm 60 some odd now. I still remember her. Okay, so if I'm going to remember somebody 50 plus years that I only saw on weekends,
Right.
what are the odds that I'm going to forget someone that I lived with on a daily basis?
Exactly. So we have to, that's such a great point. We're going to lose people. One of my clients, Dr. Mary, she talks about this all the time about loss. Loss is not just losing a loved one. Loss is any type of loss, and we're going to be affected forever. It's never going to go away from us, that loss. We have to learn to deal with it. And some people never deal with the losses that we've had in our lives. We just move forward without really going through that loss process, going through
Without
the
grieving the
pain, the
loss.
grief of and a loss is not just a loss of a loved one. And we have to understand that. And once we do, it's much easier when we do have those losses to say, okay, I'm not going to just go move forward. I'm going to first work through this because if it stays with us, that loss, it's very hard for us to move on. We have to work through it. And everyone has a different series of grief of how they deal with grief. And that individual takes, some people take longer than others, and there's
They
no
do.
wrong way to grieve.
There is not. And grief isn't linear. It's like a tornado. You will think you've reached one point and you'll be happy. You're like, okay, good. I've reached this point. I've reached acceptance. And then something will happen and you'll be, oh my gosh, why?
That's the entrepreneur journey, the business owner journey, is you're going to go through that more than ever than anybody has a job, because a job will have its peaks and
Right.
valleys, but this is the constant of somebody who's a business owner, that you are
And well,
relying.
and grief, yeah, and grief will do the same thing
Great,
too.
yeah.
So it's like don't expect to get, I think there's seven levels of grief. Don't expect to get to level seven and go, ha, I'm healed, I'm
What are the
through this,
seven
all
levels?
good.
I'm interested in learning that. What are those seven levels?
I don't really remember all of it. So there's denial that
Right.
you deny that the person died.
Okay.
There's anger, and anger can actually take many forms. Like I know I tell somebody's like, I'm not mad at him because he died. I'm not mad. I don't understand this anger. I was mad at everybody else. So yeah, I had anger issues. There's acceptance, and yeah, I don't remember because, like I said, I don't really believe in all of them, so I
Yeah.
don't study them all.
I'd be
But
interested in looking at that because I believe that you have to work through them in some
you
sort
do
of
have to,
way.
you do, but I mean, and that's what I mean. They're not linear. They just, I don't remember what the names of them are. I wish I had thought about that to look it up for you. But I know that there's denial, and the denial takes like a lot of forms because you
Yeah.
deny that they died, then you deny they were sick or they had the car accident or the tornado came or, whatever. And then you deny that you're struggling. It's like, okay,
We hold
I'm
these
good.
things in and then we blow up. We hold these things and we don't work through them. I think that, and this is the point, that the finished part of this interview today is that what you're teaching widows is gigantic, because they were so used to that other person part of their life. Okay. And then
Right.
that ends. That my I'm used to, Dr. Mary talked about, because she lost her husband. I got to connect you to, she's fantastic, Dr. Mary. But she said she would not have, and she lost her husband a couple of years ago. She would not have oatmeal because she was so used to having oatmeal with him and would never still want to, would not have it. And it was such a hard thing to say, I'm going to finally have oatmeal. So these are these little things where we do this. And I guess the percentage of widows, a lot more are women than men, but it's starting to
starting to live without.
can't change
But
because the life expectancy is a lot longer than for men than it was before and for women. So it's very difficult, but it's that process. And till we understand that and we're used to doing the same thing every day and then it disappears, what to do? Someone like you is a tremendous resource. Where can people find information on you so they can?
I have a Facebook page, Adventures of Widowhood. Then they go, and right now, if you go there, I will put the link where you can buy the book, Our Story, A Widow's Love Story. It's a, as I said, it's a journal, guided journal. That's what I'm looking for. It's a guided journal, so they can answer the questions, and if one of them is they don't want to deal with it, turn the page and answer a different question.
You
So let me real quick, if you don't mind, I'll give you, I looked them up. So we would have the seven stages of grief, our
okay.
disbelief and shock. See, I put all of that in with denial. Denial is another one. Then there's the guilt and the pain and bargaining, anger, depression, and acceptance
Wow, but to get to
are the initial
acceptance, it's
stages.
not everybody is different and it depends on the loss. So this is interesting. You focus on grief, but think of all these losses, and we have losses every day. It could be
We
a
do.
loss, and we ha and how we respond is how we stay as human beings. If we're gonna, think of young people today that can't stand their boss, so they quit instead of, okay, I'm gonna eat this, stuff and move
Yeah.
on, like you and I were taught. They're not taught. They said, I'm just quitting. So
I'm
there's a
quitting.
different, or we, I have a bad day and I'm going to, that leads to addiction. So many of those powerful things, but that's great. Your Facebook page, people need to check out. I appreciate it so much,
Yeah,
Nita. It was
thank you
great
very much.
conversation and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're
Thank you.
welcome.
It
You're
was a good
listening and
time.
watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.